The wildfire in the Okefenokee Swamp has been raging for nearly 2 months, burning 152,000 acres near the Florida-Georgia line and sending dark smoke across the region. Now, new research shows that smoke could have a bigger effect on the climate than previously thought. Georgia Tech professor Rodney Weber says it all comes down to a different type of carbon emissions called brown carbon.
So everybody has focused on the past on black carbon because it's the dominant player. It's like that black soot you see coming out of a bus that takes off from a stop sign, for example. And so it's been the one that has been the focus because it was measured easily. So there's now been more focus recently on the so-called brown carbon, and that's associated with the organic aerosol component.
Yeah, and so how do your findings, especially about this brown carbon, differ from what was, you know, previously thought about wildfires and climate change?
Well, what we did that was different was we measured it from an airplane. And so all the recent studies on brown carbon have focused on surface-based measurements, or a lot of studies have been done looking at the emissions. But the problem with all that is you get a very biased view, because it turns out that this stuff is actually changes a lot as it ages in the atmosphere. So what we did is we measured this from a NASA jet that can sample from near the surface all the way up to about 13 kilometers above the surface. And so what we found is that there is surprisingly, it's not a large amount, but relative to black carbon, the brown carbon becomes increasingly important the higher you go in the atmosphere.
And because this brown carbon sort of gets higher in the atmosphere, you're kind of found like that actually means it can have a greater effect on the climate, right?
Right. So even though in terms of, if you think of it in terms of maybe a mass concentration or how much is there, more of it is there in the lower atmosphere. But it turns out that it gets transported, or at least some component of the burning smoke or emissions can get transported to the upper atmosphere by convection. That's like a cloud. And through this process of going through a cloud, the cloud kind of acts like a filter. It removes the black carbon fairly effectively, and so you end up with more brown carbon relative to black carbon in the upper atmosphere. And that's where the atmosphere is very sensitive, or where the radiation balance is very sensitive to light-absorbing aerosols.
So one aspect of a fire like the one that's burning in the Okefenokee right now is they often let it burn for the most part because it's part of just kind of the natural life cycle of forests and swamps. The last major fire there, for instance, burned for an entire year. But it sounds like from what you're saying that that kind of long-term smoldering, you know, biomass burning can have a particularly strong impact on the climate because of this brown carbon.
Right.
So does that, like, can that put what's good for one ecosystem, the Okefenokee Swamp, kind of at odds with what's good for the planet as a whole?
You know, the thing is, if you don't let these things burn naturally, then you may have bigger fires later on. So I think it's more complicated than just, you know, that you should put the fire out from a climate point of view. You have to look at the overall effects. I would say that, you know, what we're really saying here is that this is one aspect that people have not really thought about before. You know, overall, what you really want to know is how to accurately predict what's going to happen in the future. And so this is one more thing you might want to consider if you're trying to figure out what happens if there are more wildfires as climate changes and some regions become drier and there's the amount of biomass burning emissions increases in the future. But I wouldn't say that, you know, they should put it out in this specific case because it has may have an effect on regional climate. You know, it's a much bigger picture than that.
Well, Professor Rodney Weber of Georgia Tech, thanks so much for taking the time.
Okay, thank you.